Well, I'd appreciate your prayers.
I have a thought that I would consider beautiful. Now, that's not saying that I'm going to do anything beautiful with it, but the thought itself is beautiful. It's a wonderful idea. I think that we all need it. In Matthew, the 5th chapter, Beatitudes, there's a list of blesseds. We're happy. Happy are you. 7th verse says, Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Well, I'm thankful for mercy tonight. There's an old song that said, justice called and mercy answered. And sometimes we push hard for justice, and justice is a good thing. God is a just God. We're to be just people. But there's an element of this that we don't really want justice. Scripture teaches us that we all sin and come short of the glory of God. The scriptural idea is, when it comes to the eternal things, is that we owe a debt that we can't pay. We owe something, but we don't have anything to pay with. And so we're dependent upon God's mercy. And, you know, I think that mercy is a lot more than just that. Sometimes we just think about it that way, but I think that mercy is a lot more than that. Mercy is made up of the word is that come from that we is made into the English word mercy, that we think of mercy from a scriptural idea, is really two parts. It's pity and of the heart. Pity of the heart. And it takes two, there's two elements to it. There's an object, and then there's pity of the heart. That's what makes up the definition, really, of what we're dealing with tonight. Mercy. And when I say I think it's a very beautiful thought, in this context, I think it is a very beautiful thought. Because Jesus was a very compassionate person. And he had a lot of mercy. Mercy has an element to it also of there needs to be one in authority or one above the other, one with the ability to do something against another that doesn't have any way to stop it. Those elements is what makes up mercy. Mercy has nothing to do with what we deserve. We don't get what we deserve, or what in one sense, but it's much more than that, because mercy can be shown in a situation to where there is no blame, or there's nothing to say there's a justice for, but to be able to show mercy. God is a merciful God. When God looked up on us, down upon His creation, that has went so far away and is destroying itself, God looks down with that pity. He looked down and pitied. There was a pity of heart, a compassion of heart, that He looked down upon us and seen the situation that we was in. We just went with Brother and Sister Crummy down to La Ronja down there, had some catfish and stuff down there, and there was a event happened down there tonight. And I don't know what started or how it got to going, but we was in a booth there eating, and by the time we got there, someone was locked in the bathroom over there and wouldn't come out. And the law was called, and so the law was there trying to get them to come out. They wouldn't come out. And the old idea was a drug thing. And the guy was in there, and the whole scenario unfolded. It took about the whole time we was eating there for this to unfold. Finally, they get the guy to come out. He gets cuffed, and they take him out. But in the process, the other police officers come, and all of those things come. And then an ambulance is called because he got right to the point. That's what they told me down there. I thought he was right at the point. They needed an ambulance. He was point of overdosing and doing the drugs and all of that. And you know, you can get in those kind of situations, and we can all say that something should be done about this, or this is maybe what a just reward or something like that is. But I'm going to tell you, I couldn't help from saying he needs Jesus. I couldn't help from saying the poor lost soul, the poor person, something in me said, I wish he could be sober. I wish he could be right. I wish he could be here tonight. I wish that there could be offered and he would accept and he would find. I wish he could find mercy. I know that there might be something that have to be done about that. I'm not saying that. Of course there is in times. But there are also the pity of heart. The pity of heart is what the Lord wants us to have. It's more than just, and pity of heart that produces an action is the definition of mercy. There needs to be an action with it. It's like this guy is in this shape, but Lord help us. Why do I feel that way? Why do I care? Why would I look at that and say, poor soul? Why don't I do that? Because God had mercy on my poor soul. Because God looked down on me. And this scripture says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. God is going to extend the mercy that we extend. God's going to look at when we give mercy to those, and look at that. I don't want that man to be destroyed. I don't want him to be destroyed. I don't know what got him in that place. I don't know what kind of mean things he might do in that state. I don't know whether people would be safe around him in that kind of state. But in all of that, I still have to say, poor soul. Poor soul. I wish something could be done to help people out of that kind of a place that they got trapped into, that the devil got them into. It's a beautiful thing. Mercy is. Have you ever begged the Lord for mercy? Have you ever been in a place that you didn't feel like you could go anymore, and if the Lord don't do something for you? Told it many times, but one of the hardest times in my life, I'm standing and said to the Lord, Lord, if you don't have mercy on me, I don't think I can go on. If you don't help me, I didn't have any mind about turning away from the Lord. I didn't think that I could make it. Lord, if you don't do something for me, if you don't have mercy on me, pity, Lord, pity, look down on me. I'm a creature. I'm dust. I'm fading. Lord, have mercy on this, my poor soul. Help me out. Well, the Lord had mercy on me. I didn't feel like I could make it, but the Lord had mercy on me, and he opened up heaven to me, and there come a flooding grace over my soul, over my life. I knew I could make it then because God gave me something of power. He had mercy on me right at the time when I didn't think I could go on anymore. And the Lord had mercy on me. Why should I not extend the same mercy to all those that are around? This is the idea of mercy. If you pray for me, I would like to bring out the idea of mercy. More than just making it the opposite idea of justice. But what really mercy really is, and what the Lord really wants his people to have. Jesus was a merciful Savior. And he had mercy, And it doesn't use the word all the time, but do you remember when he had went out into the wilderness kind of, and he's out there preaching and all these are out there, and when he got through at the end of the day with the discourses and all, and they all was going to have to go back, he had knew they had been out there without food, and the scripture said he had compassion. Oh, he looked at them. He looked at them. And his heart was pitiful towards them. And he said they need to eat lest they faint on the way. Why did he care? But he did care. He did care about this element that these people are going to go away. They come out here for something, and I want to be responsible for the. I care about them. I have pity on them. And that's when he fed the 5,000. He had pity on them. He had mercy. He cared for them. It isn't just like you all made it out here. You can make it back. We can get those kind of attitudes about things. That's not the merciful attitude. It's not a merciful attitude. Do you know that one thing that I've learned in the scriptures, because I've been there on this kind of thinking, well, they got into it, let them get out. But you know that the Lord spent little time on the explanation of why somebody got in the situation they was in? He didn't say to Legion, and never told us what all he had done to get into that situation. Did he? No, he went in and had a heart full of pity towards the object. This is the object. It doesn't have to always even be a person. It's an object of our pity. And he had pity towards him. There was other times when people had spirits and had the devils and he had to cast them out and he done these things, but he didn't go into the long explanation of like we will. Well, they did this and they did that. They ought to get there. No, he wasn't worried. Yeah, they maybe so. And we want to keep everybody from getting into that, so we need to preach about some of those things sometime. But the idea that somebody's in there, we don't need to go through the litmus of it, but have a heart. Lord, help them. Lord, deliver them. Help them in that kind of stuff. The most of the trouble that I've got myself into, I was guilty of it. I got myself in trouble. I didn't do what I was wise to do. But Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Jesus looked over Jerusalem. And his heart was full of pity. And he wanted to have mercy on them, didn't he? He had an object, the people. Oh, he looked over them and wept. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how oft would I have gathered you together as a hen? I wanted mercy for you. I wanted mercy. Yeah, you've worshipped falsely. You've did all of these things over and over. But he looked down and said, I want to deliver you from that. I want to have mercy. We want mercy for our lives. We ought to be the most merciful people. Because of what God has done for us, we ought to be so merciful. This is right along the lines of forgiveness, unforgiveness. If you want to be forgiven, you're going to have to forgive. If you want mercy, you're going to have to show mercy. So over in Matthew 5 and 19, I want to pick up a little thought here. See if that's the scripture I want. I believe it is. 19. Wheresoever therefore shall break one of the least of these commandments. I don't think I'll go any farther than that. You can read it. The least of these commandments. The way I understand this is that the Jews were big on the importance of the commandments. One come to the Lord and ask him, what is the greatest commandment? Want to know the greatest? And what's the least? What is the least and what is the greatest? And which one, how do they line up into the between? Well, this, so supposedly in Deuteronomy 22, I want to read you what was assumed to be the least commandment. Deuteronomy 22 and 6. If a bird's nest, this is in the law, If a bird's nest chanced to be before thee in the way, in any tree, or on the ground, whether there be young ones or eggs, and the dam sitting upon the young, or upon the eggs, thou shalt not take the dam with the young. But thou shalt in any wise let the dam go, and take the young to thee, that it may be well with thee. That it might be well with thee? What's he talking about there in that? Well, I think there's an element in there, of course, of wisdom, taking care, being careful, caring for the things that are around you, caring for the next people that come along, caring for the way it is. She'll go on and do it again, and there'll be plenty. There's an idea in that. But there's also this idea that here's this bird, that the only way you could get close to it is because it has a great sense of caring for its young. You wouldn't get close to it. What a virtuous thing that she would do, that she would stay right there and get caught in the protection of her young, to get your young. This is the least, supposed this is the least of the commandments, but it surely is meaning for the Lord wouldn't have not bothered with it. But you know, there's an idea in this. Be merciful. Be merciful to the things that are around you. There's an object of mercy. I think the Lord, the scripture does say, well, does the Lord care about birds or sparrows? Well, he cares about them, but us more. Surely this is a lesson for you and I in life. I remember a story that I saw one time or read. It was in World War II, and it was some partisans in Holland, and they were fighting against the German Nazi activity in Holland, and this group of men was given this order that there was going to be this couple that was going to be coming by this certain road, this certain bridge, and they was going to be coming by there, and that they was to take them out. Their job was that these people were informants, and that they needed to be dealt with because they was informants. So these partisans, that's what they was out doing. It was war. They was out killing. That's what they was doing. So they set the ambush, and sure enough, they come along, and these partisans caught this man and this woman that was the informants, and the men was ready to destroy them. And they were supposed to have got them and took them to this place and killed them. But when they got them, the woman was rather large with child. Does that mean anything to you? I know killing's wrong. I know killing's wrong, right? We all know that would be wrong. But now, didn't you get a little bit stronger sense all of a sudden? Isn't there something that happened right there when you would look at this woman with this child? There's very few people that could look at that and not respond like these soldiers did. These were men that was out doing that, and they was killing other men in combat, and they was doing that. But you know, they could not. They were human. They were human beings, and in the middle of that, they could not bring themselves to harm that woman with that child. And they said it was good that she was with child. But there was something happened there to them it's supposed to be innate in us. There's something that's supposed to touch chords with us. There's supposed to be stuff that's matter. Folks, you shouldn't just be able to see even a baby animal and just come and put your foot on it and crush it and kill it and not care. This is what the Lord is saying. We're supposed to be a people that's pitiful of heart. That we do have care. We are a sensitive people, and there is a care about it. And you might say, well, what does an animal? There's really no interest. But there is a heart. That's what we're dealing with tonight, is the heart. Mercy's about the heart, folks. And to look, and sometimes you may say, somebody doesn't deserve mercy, or something doesn't deserve mercy. That has nothing to do with it. The mercy comes from the pitiful heart that we're supposed to have in this situation. I can look at the world and it can be so ugly, and those that are pushing some of these things are so ugly and wicked and evil, but yet my heart has to say to them, Lord, have mercy on them. Save them. Help them to understand the error of their ways. Have any of us ever had an error of way? Have anybody in here ever done anything that would keep you out of heaven? No, everybody in here has done something to keep you out of heaven. Jesus came in mercy and paid the price for that. And he goes on every day being merciful to us. We want God's mercy. I want God's mercy, and I want the Lord to help me. I've tried and endeavored in my life to be a person of mercy because of what God did for me. And even when people come against me, I want my heart to be, Lord, have mercy on them. Because if you see it right, if you really look at it and see it right, and what the devil is trying to do in our lives, in the lives of the people around us, he's trying to destroy us. He's trying to destroy people. Lord, help us to be a merciful people. We should be especially merciful to one another. I've not always done things right. Have mercy on me. Y'all have mercy on me. Have some pity. Oh, I want to look at another scripture in the 18th of Matthew. Let's see, we'll go maybe 23 says, therefore is the kingdom of heaven like unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. My margin here says 52,800,000 if it was silver. But as far as before, as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and payment be made. That's a pretty big debt. He couldn't pay it. This is what the penalty of this was to sell him, sell his wife. Can you imagine that tonight? Could you imagine being in a place to where you were sold, your wife was sold, your children sold, your family, you're all sold off, you're sold off into the slavery to do whatever they want to do, you're sold off to make this payment, you're sold off into that? You probably feel pretty low, wouldn't you? I mean, you'd go pretty far down with that. That's the position that this man was in. The servant therefore fell down. Imagine he did. And he worshiped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee. What kind of mood do you think this man was in? I want us to get the picture, if I can paint this in your mind tonight. Here's a man that has ultimate authority. Here's a man that can't do anything about it. Here's the position. That bird can't keep me from wringing its neck. That bunny rabbit can't keep me from stepping on it. That child can't keep me from doing what I'm going to do. I got authority. I can do what to do to you. We can put the most penalty on you. There's judges in that kind of places that has ultimate authority to put somebody in jail for a long time. There's authority over him. This man had total authority. And later on, and this man recognized the total authority that he had. What do you think his demeanor was? He fell down. You think he was weeping? Don't you think he was weeping? Look what I've done. Look what I've done to my wife, to my children. Look what I've caused. Look what I did. I know I'm not worthy. I'm worthy. But be patient with me, please. You can see somebody begging, worshiping, oh, please, please. And here's a man that can't take it. This is the kingdom of heaven here. This is like unto the king. Do you know when we in sincerity get down before the Lord, begging and contrite, the Lord is going to move. He's merciful. He's merciful. Maybe I should be destroyed. Maybe the devil should not do all this, but Lord, have mercy. Well, this is the position this man was in, and he owed a great debt. Have mercy. Have mercy. And he did. He had mercy on him. Be patient with me. And so he said, be patient. Like, I'm not asking for everything. I'm just asking, give me time. Give me patience. But that's not what the Lord did. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion. He had pity on him of heart. He looked at him. He was moved by this contrite man, this in this position. He had a soft heart. And he was moved with compassion. And he loosed him and forgave him the debt. What? He just asked for patience. You patient, I'll pay you. Give me some time. Don't do this, please. Have mercy on me. And he said, and the Lord forgave him the debt. Oh, I told you it was beautiful. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? 52,800,000. If it was in silver. Could have been in gold, I guess. I mean, that would have been. Yeah. But this is the price. The great debt. What is our debt to the Lord? How much do you owe? What do we owe the Lord? Something we can't pay. It don't make no difference what number you put on it. You don't have the currency. What it takes, you don't have. The scripture said that to be cast into the outer darkness until they pay the last farthing, 2 cents. You'll be out there and you pay the 2 cents, and you know how much you got in your account? Nothing. And you will never have anything in your account. You will never be able to pay it. But the Lord paid it. So he had mercy on the servant. If we've been forgiven tonight, folks, mercy should belong to us. Lord, had mercy on me. I want to have mercy on everybody that I can. Every place that I can show it, I want to be a merciful person. So the scripture says, the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out. Lord told us for a reason, folks. Our debt, just for the night, I'm going to say the debt that we owe the Lord is 52,800,000, just for the conversation now. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence. My margin says, if it was silver, $44. Which owed him 100 pence, and he laid his hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. What's people owe you? What's owed to you? Well, this says there is something that's owed there. Just know that. But look what the Lord forgave. Lord, have mercy. His fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all, the whole $44. I'll pay it all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. There's an idea of the Deuteronomy scripture that suggests the value of what we have and what we think about God and God's commandments. You remember, there's the least of the commandments all the way to the greatest of the commandments. When you embrace God and care for the least commandment. So important is my Lord that I will care for the least commandment. If I'm going along the road and I find that nest of birds, I'm going to let her go. I don't have to understand that, but I want to follow the Lord. And the Lord commanded that, and that might not be seem like much of a scripture. I think I think a lot of people is guilty of minimizing what the Lord said because it doesn't seem to be very important to them. The Lord said it, but it isn't very important. It doesn't seem to amount to much. What if I kill the bird or I don't? But the Lord is looking at it is, do you care about this? Have mercy. It'll be well with you, it says. This isn't stand alone. Live life like this. Caring and having pity and compassion. You'll be blessed. Blessed are the merciful, they shall obtain mercy. It's a better way of life. This man in this scripture, he run into his fellow. He owed him $44 after him falling down and getting this. And this is what it says. And so when this fellow servant saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because thou desirest me. Should not thou have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not every one his brothers their trespasses. You got anything against anybody? Do they need to come and beg you? It'll be well with you. It'll be well with you to have compassionate. It'll be well with you to be able to say, Lord, you've done so much for me. I'll never be done as wrong as what the Lord was done. Because I'm nobody to do it to. But we've all come up short for the Lord. And the Lord had mercy on us. And we should have mercy on those that are around us. And look with pity and compassion on the ones that are around us. We want to look at another story in Scripture in Luke 10, I think it is. It's a familiar story. Oh, see, Luke 10, maybe 30. It says, and Jesus answering said, we'll back it up and get the thought a little bit. 25. Behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? He answered and said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, thou hast answered right, this do, thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by the other side. There was an object. There was an object there. But there was no pity of heart. It was a perfect opportunity. The perfect opportunity. Lord, help us to grasp our opportunities. If this doesn't show Christ, what will? As we reach out to the world and stuff, if this doesn't, if we go by this, where are we going to show the love of God at? Where are we going to be able to express to people when we can so easily go on by? Where are we going to express it at if this doesn't mean something? I'm not saying God calls us all to actions, to everything. But I want to say that there is a time where God, there ought to be a tear come down from an eye. There ought to be something pricks inside. There's something that we all can relate to. There's things that happens in our life. God puts us in positions and places and has opportunities that we can be able to help somebody, do something for somebody. You'll find those kind of places. I was in Walmart one day a couple years ago, and I got paged at Walmart over the intercom. I got paged about, I don't remember exactly how I got paged, but I did get paged. Got up, and the management, somebody had reported, come into management and reported that my van got sideswiped and they run off. And somebody saw the one that sideswiped my van, and they saw them, and they had reported it, hey, they sideswiped your van, and they took off. So I went out with management, and the one that had saw it had come, and we come up there, and as we was coming up to my van to look at where it was sideswiped, there's this vehicle pulled up, and this really old lady gets out of her car. She just pulls up like that, and she gets up, and she's kind of shaking like this, and she comes up, and the woman was saying, yeah, about that, and she comes up, well, that's her right there, and she really didn't want to run off, but she tried to pull in, and she wasn't a very good driver. She tried to pull in, and she wasn't straightened in, and so when she tried to back up, she went right down the side of the van with her vehicle, and when she got out, she didn't dare try to get back in, and she was all nervous and stuff, so she drove way back into the back there, but she ended up coming back up, and she was just as shaken and all of that, and the other woman was like a little bit blaming, like that's her, like that, and she come up there, and I don't know what the feelings I had. I mean, I'm sure that I wasn't thinking about violence or beating up somebody for going down. It wasn't like that, but as soon as I seen this little lady, I didn't really care that my van was swiped, because I cared for her. Immediately, I could feel it. I could feel mercy. I felt a total pity for this object, for this person. And she started apologizing. I am so sorry. I am so sorry. And she was just about to pieces. And I was there, literally comforting her, saying, "Ma'am, really, it's okay. I mean, really, if that's the worst thing that happens to me today, I'm going to be praising the Lord. I mean, there's a lot of things that in my life not like this. This is okay." And I had to calm her down. And it ended up, it was a good moment. It was a good moment. I was able to tell her, "Listen, God, this doesn't matter. We'll pray for you. It's fine, you know, doing this." She was right at the limits of her driving. She's about done. I know that. But it was so sweet. She was there. It touched me so much. It was a moment. It was my moment. God gave me that moment. That was a good moment for me. The car for that, but well, I did get insurance. I mean, it did pay stuff. But I mean, it was her, and being able to be kind in that situation, I had pity. Going out to checkout line one day, and there was a girl having an awful time. People was giving her an awful time in the lines, and I got up there and said something to her. She was not having a good day. And I said, "I don't remember you working here." And she said, "This is my first day." Oh, I remember my first day at work. You ever had a first day at work? Anybody ever remember being young and doing the first day of work? You're nervous? I said, "I think you're doing great. You just keep at it. You're going to do fine. And you just don't worry about it. You just do whatever you have to be." Listen, I'm not a patient person. I'm not that patient. It wasn't about me being patient. It was about somebody there that need a little mercy. And need a little mercy in it. And I felt that. You know, mercy is really pity of the heart. It's a heart matter like everything else. It's a heart matter. Is it the Dollar General? I don't even talk about me. This is my experience. I get to testify to it. Is it the Dollar General one day, and there's a guy in there, and he paid for his stuff, and I still remember it was like $67 worth of stuff. He's behind me. He's done his 67 and that, and he went through all of this stuff, and he got it all, and he's ready to go, and he gets it out, and he pulls his money out. Oh, no. He said, I didn't bring my money. Well, he said, I'm just gonna have to come back. I see his frustration. I said, hey, wait a minute. I said, hey, listen, God's blessed me. I'll get your stuff for you. I want to pay for it. It's fine. But listen, I know I would hate to go home like that and have to do that. I want to bless you. Have a good day. God's blessed me. I want to do this for you. And he ended up saying, listen. I want to do this. God will give it back. This is God's money. God will give it back. You know why? I felt for this guy's position, his place. It's called mercy. It's a pity. Look at this. And I ended up paying for it, and he got what he had in his wallet, and he ended up having $43. So, I mean, it was $20-some dollars. No big deal. God bless you. And I hope somewhere along the line, when God visits him, I hope God's glorified by that. That there's compassion. The world don't have to all be bad. We can make a difference in our world. Have mercy on those that are around you. Sometimes people need just a helping hand. You know what it's called when you look and you take your time and you look? We can look at it mercy just one way, but I'm going to tell you, when you look and you see somebody that can't do it for themselves, and you take some of your time and you have compassion and you show pity to them, it's called mercy. I'm going to show mercy to my neighbors today. I'm going to help them with this situation. Yeah, they might not do it all right, but I'm going to have compassion on them. I'm going to help them in the things that I can help them in. There was a man laying beside the road, bleeding and dying. And a religious guy, somebody that is known for God, walks by and never has compassion. If anything in his day was important, brethren, it was this moment that God put in his path to have mercy. God will show you mercy. God shows us mercy. If you was laying by the highway, let's assume he's laying there. I'm going to say that this man had some connection of religion. He obviously was a Jew in this story. He had some connection in there, beaten and on there. You suppose maybe he was laying there in what little consciousness he is having, saying, Lord, help me. Lord, send somebody by. Okay, I'll send the priest by. Don't send that guy by. Don't send him by. Because he ain't going to help. Too much to do. Lord, help us. Have mercy. So he says, he passed on the other side. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he was journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. Here's the object. Here's the pity of heart. He had pity of heart, and he went to him, and he bound his wounds, pouring in oil and wine. Let's get the story of what Jesus is trying to relate to the person he was talking to. He told him that his own people, the priest and the Levite, your people, walked by, and the very person you despise the most didn't. This is the way the story goes. He bound his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and he set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto them, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among thieves? He had mercy on him. And he said, he that showed mercy on him. It says, he that showed mercy on him. He had mercy on him. I don't know if I ever really collected that thought in that story before, but that is the truest definition in the scriptures of what mercy is. He had mercy on him. He wasn't a bad man. We ain't talking about justice and between justice and mercy. He got the opportunity. He had a pity of heart. The Lord wants us to have a pity of heart. I want to say this. If we're not careful in this world that we live in, with all of the noise, with all of this stuff, if I get myself involved too much in the political workings of our world, I will quickly take a side in that political working. Then all of a sudden, the ones that are on the opposite side of that working, and then before long, I don't have much pity. I don't have much mercy in that situation. It takes the Lord to help refocus me to be able to realize that all of these people have a soul. All of these people are in that same place. Lord, you had mercy on me when I didn't do everything right. Lord, help me not to look at humanity that way, but help me to look as one that would show mercy, that loves and show mercy. This passage of Scripture, the man looked and he said, which one of them now is a neighbor? And he said, the one that showed mercy to him, that was able to look at him as a human being made in God's image, one worthy. Love? He loved him. He put value to him. This man is worth me giving my time, my money. He's worth me taking the extra pain for. I don't know. It doesn't say that he charged him anything for the oil and wine that he poured in. It didn't say that he ain't got anything back from what he gave down there at the end. It doesn't matter that. I ain't never looking for that 20-some dollars back. That's not why I done it. I done it because the Lord prompted me to do it, and I've seen somebody that I felt mercy. I felt pity in the situation. Lord, help us to have mercy and be a people that love mercy. And to show the world. It shows the world. I want the saints of God to be the ones that says, and they saw him and they got him and bound his wounds. That's the saints of God. They helped us. Well, I'm going to try to tell this story best I can, and this is in closing. I can't say that I really thought about mercy, but I'm going to tell you, God's a good God. We pray a lot, especially Linda and I, we pray at times about, Lord, send us the right people, send people to us. I don't know about this altogether, but what was it last Sunday? Last Sunday, I got a call about 4 o'clock from Sister Laura saying, Brother Marty, there's some folks that broke down here, right? In front of the chapel. You talk about delivering somebody to you. Here's a family, they've been out on a camping biking trip. They was out camping for about 4 days and they was going back home to Maryland and they broke down right in front of the chapel. There they are, stuck right there in front of the chapel. Well, she comes along and she's a good soul and she really wanted to help them. So she called me and said, do you think it'd be all right? Said they've been camping. Said, do you think it'd be all right? They're broke down. Do you think it'd be all right if they camp down here? Well, I'm right off saying, well, I don't know anything about it or who they are. And I said, I can't do anything unilaterally. This is a trustee matter. But, you know, I was thinking camping. That, you know, that just seems like it's a little less on the hospitality side to me. But, you know, it's camping. But I know she wasn't pushing. But anyway, I said, well, how about if I just come down? So I went down and the folks were down. It was a man and a woman, had three pretty well grown children. One of the boy was grown, and the other was teenage girls. And anyway, they broke down there, and went down and met them and started getting acquainted with them in a little bit. And then they had we have a mechanic, so he was called. And you know, the Lord was in all that. The Lord was in the whole deal. They ended up, he diagnosed it. Philip happened to be, but he was in Elkins, so he was actually able on a Sunday evening to get a part from Elkins. He brought it back over. Ty was a good mechanic. He put the part on. At the same time, they ended up saying, well, we're here, so we're having service. So they come into service. 6 o'clock, sir. They're in the service. The Lord blessed our Bible study so much that night. There was so much. Jake done a Bible study on the vocation wherewith you're called, being worthy of the vocation where you're called. And so much good Christian living come out of that Bible study. And they was there. And the mother woman said after that, she said she got so much out of that. I never heard that before. And she got so much out of it. And it got to that, and we ended up giving them the apartments out there, and they stayed. They could have left. The van was fixed, but they stayed. And they stayed there, and they had a great time with the young people, and they worked done all of that. You know, it was such a blessing to us. Can I tell you what that scripture is talking about? It'll be well with you. You know how much of a blessing it was to have those folks there? For them to be able to be a part. They went down there and they started. I wasn't there. I went on home, but they said they talked about courtship and marriage, and the dad ended up making the comment to Brother Mike that how much he appreciated, said, you know, I go to service and I work, but they don't really do it. I pray and read, and they don't really do anything. And so it's so good. And he said, I told them children, these people's got something. They got something here. And I told a woman, I said, well, we do believe in providence. I know you broke down right here, and we do believe in providence around here. So, I mean, you're here for a reason. You know, you can dismiss people. You'll lose your blessing. It's called mercy. Somebody's in a situation. Have you ever been broke down? Anybody ever break down? And you just don't know what you're going to do or where you're going to go? These people testified, what a place to break down. Got to sleep in a nice place in there. Got the vehicle fixed. Had good fellowship. Sister Laura bought them pizza. Well, they had a great time, and they went away and they ended up writing us a 5-page letter to say what blessings that they got out of it. All because of mercy. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the merciful. God's going to give you mercy. God's going to bring it back on you. So, who was blessed? Was the priest blessed? I want to just say this. I know the Bible don't say this, but I'm going to take a little liberty here. Do you think this man that left from going on his way to Jericho, do you think this man ever forgot the Samaritan as long as he had a good mind? Do you think he went on hating Samaritans? Do you think there was an? Do you think he still had? I know people can do anything, but I'm going to say, do you think that maybe that this man might have had a heart change towards Samaritans? Do you think maybe that he might have made a friend for the rest of his life? That's what God does with the circumstances of life. Brother Jim went to Elkins and had an accident, and his testimony was I went and had an accident and made a friend. And Brother Jim run into them. And he got out, and he was so winning that before it was done, they took him to their house and fed him supper. And they was friends for the rest of his life. That, I'm going to tell you, God has circumstances, and there's blessings in the circumstances. Lord, help us to be a people that's merciful. It'll pay off between us in our congregations, in our family. Be merciful, be pitiful. In those situations, I come out one time and I can be kind of picky. Everybody knows that I can be kind of that way about my stuff. I can get like that. Lord help me. But I'm about that. And I come around the house one time, and they was some neighbor boys over there. They was kind of rambunctious and stuff, little boys. And I come around there, and I come, and my cherries were in full. They were cherries on that tree. And I come around the house, and I look, and there's the neighbor boy up in my cherry tree up there. up there eating cherries, up in my cherry tree. And I went over there, and the first thought I had, I'll be honest, wasn't that flattering to me. And the first thoughts I had, and I come over there, and I looked up at this little dirty-faced boy looking down with fear because he got caught up in that tree. And he was like, and I said, I started to say, get down out of that tree and get home. But you know, instead I said, hey, don't break the limbs out of that. You know, you can have all the cherries you want, but just try not to break the limbs. Why? Because I had pity on a little boy. And I'll tell you what I really thought. You couldn't back up too awful many years ago that I was a little dirty-faced boy up in a tree. And I know what it feels like to be like that. Be pitiful. And I thought as that happened, he's going to grow up one day, and he's going to have opinions of life, and he's going to have opinions about religious people and the people that he's known in his life. I hope it's a good opinion of us. I hope it's one of love and somebody that cared for him. And that's the way it'll be if we show pity and we show mercy. And Lord, help us to be what the Lord has showed us to be. He came and walked in this earth, and he had pity on the people that he run into. He had pity on them, and he looked down to them. And when they said to him about different things about people, he didn't go that way. He had mercy on the people around him. When somebody cries, the blind man cries from a distance, the Lord goes. When there's a Samaritan woman down there, he had mercy, and he went down. And he cared for those, and he had pity for those that were hungry, those that were starving, those that was in his care. He had pity and mercy on them. And that's the spirit that we're supposed to have too. One of mercy and one of pity. You pray for me. I want to be faithful.